AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Offense, defense, and special teams, we got you covered. It is Keenan McCardell. It is Travis Johnson. It is myself, special ed on special teams, Joel Blank. Behind the glass, it's Nick Sciarra. And Nick is also the producer with the most contacts next to Ma Bell, as he reached out and touched Calvin Watkins, hopefully not physically, but asked Calvin Watkins at the game the other night to join our show, and he was more than willing to do so, especially since he used to always shush me in my own workplace over the years. But my friend, good to have you on the show. Good to talk Rockets, and welcome into the living room, as we like to call it, where the locker room and the barbershop meet to get to the chairs pulled up to the big screen and talk sports.
That's scary, but I'm ready to go. What's going on?
Well, I mean, you tell me. They got 8 in a row. Obviously, the D'Antoni system has fit James to a T. I went out before the season and said he's going to have an MVP season because he's got motivation based on Charles and Shaq and all the criticism a year ago. The system fits him perfectly, and he does have some of the best court vision in the league. It's been a perfect fit, but overall, I think Eric Gordon's the guy that really should get a lot of the credit because he stepped up, and you know what you're going to get from James. He's been that unsung MVP because he's been huge for this team.
Yeah, Gordon is, you know, second in the league in scoring from players coming off the bench. And you can just tell he's healthy. He's happier. He's just playing so well. I mean, he's just an added boost to them off the bench. He started a couple of games for him when Beverly was recovering from his knee surgery. So, yeah, Eric Gordon, this is the Eric Gordon people in New Orleans were looking for. You know, a guy can shoot off the dribble, catch and shoot guy, can penetrate, plays defense. You know, this is the guy they were looking for, and the Rockets got him because he's healthier and he's happy.
Calvin, I think, you know, that's what the New Orleans Pelicans were looking for, but the thing they wasn't looking for was the heavy Eric Gordon. I think he's in much better shape now. Would that be the thing that you say is the key to his resurgence of being that scorer, that guy that can dribble the ball off the, you know, just get to his position and make it and get his shot? Is that one of the key things that he's in shape?
Yeah. You know, Mike D'Antoni said it yesterday. He was like, when you're in better shape, you feel good about yourself and you're more confident in what you can do. And you know that as well. When you see guys who come in bad shape the previous year, they just have a bad year, then the next year they come in shape and they have a great season. You know, you go, where was this at? Well, because they feel good about themselves, they're eating right, they're lifting weights like they're supposed to, and they already have the skills that can play at this level. And that was what Eric Gordon was all about, man. He is playing outstanding for the Rockets right now.
And I you know what, and when you say that, to me, all that is being a pro. You know, I think that your job is to be the best person and best player that you can be, and I think that's part of being in shape. And I think Eric Gordon has taken that like, hey, I am a true professional now. You know, I'm not saying that he wasn't in New Orleans, but he understands being a pro right now. That's one of the things, and that's maturing, and I think that's part of what he's done also.
Yeah, you know, as you get older as a professional athlete, whether you're NBA, NFL, or you're a baseball player, whatever it is, you begin to understand what's going on. You handle your money better, you know, you handle your family better, and then you handle your profession better on the field of play. And Eric Gordon is one of those guys that learned that. You know, he's not a bad guy by any means, but you just have to learn to be a pro. And for some guys, they get it right away. Others, it takes a couple of years. You know, and I asked this of Ryan Anderson, who played with Eric in New Orleans. When you're losing all the time, it wears on you. You know, yeah, you get paid millions of dollars, but you're a human being. And it's tough dealing with losing and injuries to other guys and in and out of you know, the roster and those kinds of things, which is what they had in New Orleans, and it wears you down. And it can affect your play on the court. And that kind of messed up Eric Gordon a little bit. And now that he's in a better situation here in Houston, you can tell that he is happier, as we said, and he's playing better.
Well, Calvin, this Travis here. I'm a defensive guy, so of course I'm going to ask you a defensive question. I mean, this team has given up almost 100 points every game, but I think but five of them. And are they really as bad as the points are saying they are, or are they just happen to be going up against some good offensive teams?
I think in today's NBA, everyone's scoring points.
Yep.
That's just what it is. Are they a better defensive team than they were last year? Yes, they are. Sometimes the numbers don't indicate that. But one of the things that they are doing is, when I look at them defensively, I look at the number of charges that they've drawn. And they're fifth in the league in charges drawn. That's because they're like, you know what? We're going to stand here. We're going to take it. We're going to take the contact because this possession means something to us. They got a much better rim protector in Clint Capella. Patrick Beverley he lost 17 pounds in the offseason. He had knee surgery. He's healthier. And he's always going to be a pest on the perimeter against guards. So he's helped them. I think Eric Gordon has helped them a little bit. James Harden is James Harden. He's never going to be a good defensive player. He's average, below average defensive player. But he cares a lot more about defense this year than he did last year. So then you also have Corey Brewer, who's a pretty good defender. You have Nene, who's also a good rim protector, a physical force in the paint. So the numbers are not going to really indicate that the Rockets have improved defensively per se, but they are a better defensive team just by watching them on a nightly basis. And as you guys know, in the NBA, everyone's scoring 100 points these days. It's no big deal. It's what it is. The days of holding someone to 89, 88 points, those nights is over with. That's not going to happen.
Unless you're playing the Kings.
Well, but I think, too, the Rockets are scoring so many points that you have no choice but to kind of compete with that, so you're going to get over 100.
Right.
But I think the big key, Calvin, correct me if I'm wrong, but the fact that last year you were counting on guys like Ariza and Beverly to actually have to contribute scoring, now because of Gordon, because of Anderson, they can do defense first, and then at the very worst, they end up getting spot-up shots with no hand in their face, no contest, and they're easier to make. That's when they're more effective. And the Pat Beverly addition, and like you said, he lost weight. He came in with a mindset of defend first. And just I go back to the play he made on Westbrook at the end of the OKC game, and then two nights later he does it again. You can see it's contagious, but their defensive effort has been night and day better simply because Ariza and Beverly can focus on the defensive end as a priority.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about Trevor. I mean, yeah, he's the guy who's gonna pick up the best offensive player at times if Beverly doesn't do it. You know, he's got long arms. He's talking about being a pro. He is a pro.
No doubt.
You know, there were a lot of times last year he guarded power forwards. Trevor Ariza can't guard power forwards on a regular basis, but he said, I'll do it. Because he knows about angles and positioning and that kind of thing. So he'll do it. And he's a pro. Yes, it is contagious when everyone buys in. You know, they have a defensive coordinator now, Jeff Buzdelic, who was a good defensive coach at Memphis last couple of years. So they have someone to talk to about defense. I think that helps the players when they say, you know what, I messed up on defense, so I have one coach who's going to tell me about it, who's going to help me. I think that also helps because Mike D'Antoni, he'll take care of the offense and the overall running of the team, and Buzdelic and Roy Rogers, they'll handle the defense. So I think that also helps the players. They know that they're going to be held accountable by somebody if they mess up on the defensive end.
Talking with Calvin Watkins, the beat writer for the Houston Rockets for ESPN. Calvin, one thing that I throw out to you guys in the know, the quote-unquote experts, and I threw it out to Rudy and Coach McHale yesterday as well. I like what this team is doing, but whether the Demo situation got resolved or not, I still think they have to have at least one guy that can go down in the post on the block and get you points, because in the playoffs, when things start getting muddled and mucky and half court as opposed to the, and I still will try, they'll still try and impose their will. I would like to see this team have at least one low post scorer that can at least get you two on the block and also defend, because we know that what Aldridge did a few years ago, when they put Aldridge and or Gasol on blocks, the Rockets got to have post defenders too.
Yeah, that's true. And my only problem with Donatus Matiunas, with all this drama for a guy who was going to come off the bench, and all this drama for a guy, and he has two back surgeries. He's a good player, back-to-the-basket guy. He's very smart. I like it, but there's just so much drama surrounding him, regardless of what it was, whether it was his fault, the Rockets' fault, the Nets' fault. It doesn't really matter. There's too much drama for him, in my opinion. Yeah, they do need another post presence. But I have also talked to people in the organization, and they would like to have another guard, another ball handler take some pressure off Eric Gordon, Pat Beverly, and James Harden. So that surprises me as well. So I think they're thinking of different things. As of right now, if they stick with the same roster, our post guys would be Clint Capella and Nene. And I don't know if you have confidence in those two guys defending in the post or even scoring in the post when the games get muddled. And as Kevin McHale used to say, when teams muck it up, so to speak. Right. You know, but but they could get a post guy. But I don't know if there's anybody out there for them to like. But as of right now, I think they would rather have another ball handler.
Really? Okay. So you see this team as everybody sees this team record-wise. It says they're a top five team in this league. When all is said and done, when we head into the playoffs, where's this team sit?
Well, that's a good question. I like them right now. They're like the third seed right now as the season ended today. So they're 4-5. You know, because, you know, things are, you know, they're going to go through a tough stretch. Every team does. They're 4-5 seed right now. Right now, they're playing like a third seed, and I expect the Clippers to fall a little bit. Memphis is on a pretty good roll right now. It's going to be interesting. They should have home court in the first round of the playoffs, I think. They're playing that well. They're a very good basketball team, probably better than what they're getting credit for.
Well, man, hey, we know you got a game to cover tonight, so we appreciate you taking some time, sharing some stories and talking some love, and we'd love to have you back throughout the season every now and then to catch up.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, man, it's just the Pelicans, man. It's no big deal. It's okay.
All right, well, you make sure that brow stays intact because he could do some damage tonight.
If he doesn't get hurt tripping over himself.
Oh, wow. And then there's
Calvin,
that.
Hey, Kevin, you've been shooting.
I like him, but it is what it is.
Shots fired.
Then you keep Gordon healthy, and they'll worry about keeping the brow safe.
Yes, sir. I agree.
All right.
I love the brow. All right, guys.
Calvin Watkins has been our guest, ESPN beat writer for The Rock. It's always good to hear from him and have him on.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.